Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
Okay, forgive me. We have some breaking news just in from the Supreme Court. This is a 7-2 ruling involving justices now allowing the Trump administration to revoke protected status for 500,000 immigrants from Cuba, Haiti, Nicaragua, and Venezuela while the appeals process plays out.
That was the breaking news on MSNBC earlier, CNBC, one of them. But that was the big ruling from the Supreme Court today. And joining us now to talk the Supreme Court, he is someone that, if I had to guess, dreams about the Supreme Court at night. He thinks about it so often. Brad Young, how are you?
Ryan, hey, buddy, it's great. It's always great to talk to you, my friend.
And yeah, I could imagine sometimes your wife shakes you at night. Honey, were you having another Supreme Court nightmare? She's like, well, trying to help you.
No, what she does is sometimes she catches me putting on a black robe and looking in the mirror. She does catch me doing that.
Ooh, the inseam. So nice. Yeah. So, Brad Young, it's always a great opportunity to talk legal questions with you. And I know that you follow the Supreme Court blogs. I don't know if this one was much of a surprise to you, but I think it kind of took some of the commentators, especially on MSNBC, off guard. So the Supreme Court will allow Donald Trump to revoke the parole program that was put in by Joe Biden. And it was a 7-2 ruling. So it wasn't even that close, all things considered. Maybe you can break down what this ruling means.
Well, first and foremost, and my voice, I'm just recovering from a cold. So if my voice cracks, I assure you I'm not going through puberty. But but I will break it down this way. Remember, this is not a final judgment on the merits of the case. This is just, it was an appeal because the lower courts ruled that while this matter goes through the court system, the issue of whether Trump can revoke the immigration status of 500,000 immigrants who were here in this country, not permanently, not green card people, but people who were just here on the lower tier status of being in this country. The lower court said that during this time, the Trump administration cannot deport these individuals while the case moves forward. So that was appealed. And so the only issue, not on the merits, the only issue was whether this order from the lower court should be held or stayed, or whether it should not be held or stayed. And that was the only issue before the court. That's why it was an 8-page opinion, not like an 80-page opinion like they normally are. And so the Supreme Court held 7-2, as you mentioned, Ryan, that the Trump administration can proceed with the deportation of these individuals, even though the legal issues in the underlying matter are still moving through the lower court system.
Now, does that surprise you a little bit? Because from some of our previous conversations, You mentioned that when it comes to the Supreme Court, they normally try to uphold a lot of what was already set in stone, precedent. Well, maybe set in stone is not the right word. But no. What the lower courts may have said, they take that into consideration. And it's really hard for them to, I guess, go against precedent in some way. So right. Did it surprise you that they said, OK, we're going to let this play out before it ultimately could reach us again? Does that surprise you a little?
Does surprise me, but for a completely different reason. When I talked about the Supreme Court, generally speaking, wants to honor prior decisions, those are prior final decisions, not prior interim decisions. So I'm going to use a fancy word, and there's something called an interlocutory order. And an interlocutory order, I know it sounds fancy, but it just
German
means,
metal band.
Yeah, it does. You know, that'd be a great name for a German metal band. That would be. I'll have to remember that. So that's just a fancy way of saying it's an order, because there's lots of orders in a case as it moves through the court system, lots and lots of them. And so this is one of those. It's not a final award. It was just one of many awards or orders that occur in the course of a trial. So the Supreme Court doesn't have any bias one way or the other about upholding or not upholding those, because they're not final decisions.
Okay.
But let me jump in it this way, though, Ryan. And that is, I was somewhat surprised. I was kind of betting it would be 5-4 in favor of putting a stay on it. And here's why. One of the elements when you're asking for an order to be stayed or held in abeyance, one of the standards is this: will any parties be negatively impacted by a stay? And or the refusal to stay the order. And so when you put this on the proverbial scales of justice and you say, who's going to be harmed more, the people who could get deported even though their cases are still in litigation, or the Trump administration, which can wait until this case moves through the courts before they initiate deportation orders. I thought they would say it's more harmful to the individuals who get packed on a bus or put on a plane and flown out of the country. But in a 7-2, even Elena Kagan, liberal justice Elena Kagan, even she voted in a majority to say it would do more harm to America if these deportations could not move forward.
Wow. Is there any consideration to the thought that, okay, if a executive, the president of the United States in the executive branch, has the power to make this happen, they also have the power to make it not happen, meaning that you can look at what authority Joe Biden had, and if he had the authority to put it forward, then Donald Trump would have the also same authority to remove it. Is there any consideration there?
Well, I think that's a given. The issue, I don't know that there was a strong legal theory, if any legal theory, that said the president didn't have the power to revoke their status, because the president had the power to grant that status. But the issue was whether these people could be deported now, even though their cases are still in litigation. I think that was the main thrust of the legal argument.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Well, That makes sense. And they're talking a lot of people. Sometimes when you think about that, was it 500,000, a half a million roughly?
Correct.
From just these countries. So this is a pretty huge win. So in the case now, can the Trump administration, when it comes to immigration enforcement, act immediately? Can they just like, okay, they got the green light to do what they were going to do anyway?
Yes, they can start deportation the deportation process immediately, Ryan. They could start it today if they wish. And by the way, let me circle back. You mentioned one thing earlier about MSNBC wasn't happy with this, but I don't know if you know this, but the Department of Justice has determined that they're going to start using MSNBC as the place to hide out people in the witness protection program, because nobody will ever find them if they're on the air at MSNBC.
You know, what are some of the other cases that the Supreme Court are mulling over at the moment? Are there any other big ones that you're waiting on a decision?
Well, we've just recently had some of the bigger decisions from the Supreme Court on a lot of issues. And listen, that there will be law classes in future law schools that will be doing nothing more than studying the constitutional issues raised by the Trump administration. And like I've been saying for the last this year so far, and during the 4 years of Trump 1 administration, sometimes he gets it right, sometimes he gets it wrong. And so if you hear anybody saying that everything Trump's doing is wrong, then they're not an analyst. That's an opinion. If you hear anyone saying everything that Trump's doing is completely constitutional and legal, that's not analysis either. That's an opinion. So you've got to look at each of these issues on a case by case, issue by issue basis. Like, for example, we saw the big issue that came out of the Federal Trade Court this week, stating that Trump's use of tariffs violated the 1977 delegation of tariff power from Congress mm-hmm. to the president. Now, I don't know that that's going to stand on appeal. I think the Supremes might overturn that. But even if they don't, Trump's got lots of other venues, lots of other statutes to fall back on when it comes to instituting tariffs. So we have not even begun to see the end of this tariff issue.
What would Donald Trump's batting average be in court? Like, roughly speaking, what's his success rate?
Well, if he were in baseball, he would go down. He would be in Pete Rose territory because he's probably batting in the high 300s, low 400s. So, I mean, for baseball, that's fantastic. In the court system, not so much.
Below 500 is not great.
He's below 500. Not great.
Yeah. Are there any surprises that you see in the legal system anymore, or does nothing surprise you the more you analyze it?
Well, the thing that I think is the most surprising, and we're just used to this now, but when I started this analyzing Supreme Court cases, a couple of decades ago, things moved very slowly. It would take weeks and months and sometimes years to see how these things play out. Now you're getting opinions same day, next day, a couple of days later. And that is completely different than the way it used to be, Ryan. And I don't see that ever reversing. I mean, we're expecting the Supreme Court to issue decisions just like on Law and Order. You got 44 minutes to reach a decision and to get it out. And that's what we expect now from the Supreme Court, because we've seen it on Law and Order.
All right. So what are the odds that some of these different clerks have used AI when writing up summaries? Is that possible at that level?
I would say the chances are zero because let me tell you why. If it ever got out that they used AI, they would be shamed for their entire career. The whole thing about being a clerk for the justices, the whole thing is you are the best of the best of the best of the best of the best. And if you got caught using AI, I don't think it would be illegal, but you would be shamed and laughed out of the legal community. And that's the only reason you take those jobs. They don't pay anything. You only take them so you can parlay that into an associate's position at a silk stocking law firm and with a starting salary of $400K a year. That's the only reason you do that. And if you got caught using AI, you're flushing all that down the toilet.
All right. Well, they can keep secrets there at the Supreme Court. So did they ever find out who leaked the Dobbs decision early? That never happened, right?
It didn't. But it's interesting you mentioned that, Ryan, because just this week, Kash Patel came out and said that they've been investigating it since he came into office. And there's going to be some announcements on that soon. So, we heard nothing during the Biden administration about the results of an FBI investigation, but hopefully we're going to hear something in the near future because it's important. We don't want these Supreme Court decisions leaked before they're final. It's detrimental to the country. It erodes the credibility of the court. We just don't want that happening, and we need to get to the bottom of it.
Wasn't it an internal investigation that the Supreme Court did of itself to try to find the leaker?
They did. They did it. And then the FBI wasn't called in because it's a separation of powers issue, because the executive branch, they didn't want the executive branch reviewing the judicial branch. But the FBI did its own investigation on the individuals without actually having access to the computer networks at the Supreme Court. So we've got kind of a cross investigation going on regarding who could have possibly leaked this information.
I'll tell you, you know, back in 2022, there wasn't an organization more trustworthy than the FBI. There's a lot. Well, okay. With all these different investigations going on, I didn't realize that Kash Patel was looking into the leak at the Supreme Court when it came to that Dobbs decision. I knew that he mentioned it's hard not to imagine it wasn't Hunter Biden's cocaine, but the cocaine that was at the White House and some of these other things I kind of forgot about. That they said, okay, we're going to at least release a better understanding of what happened there, because there was practically zero transparency when it came to the Biden administration. Okay. I didn't know Dobbs was on that list of something that's the next document dumps. All right,
it's on that list, but it's really important what Brad Range just said, and that is that the Supreme Court would not allow the FBI to come in. You mentioned, Ryan, they're all about secrets. They are. But remember, this is an organization that back in the 1970s, there were Supreme Court justices in the basement watching porn films to see whether or not, they violated community standards and could be banned by the First Amendment, or whether they had First Amendment rights. So, excuse me. So this is they pop popcorn is what the story is. But but I don't want to really think about that too much more. But the point is that they are a very secretive bunch. They don't want anyone looking up their proverbial black robes, and because of that, they wouldn't let the FBI come in and do its own internal investigation.
It's very serious business with the Supreme Court. That's such a weird thing to do. Do you think they were surrounded by their colleagues watching this together and taking notes? I've never heard or understood that, I guess, in the case of a court, when you're in the Supreme Court level, that you would have to do some analysis and research, and that would be part of it. That's strange to me, I guess.
Well, it was documented in a book called The Brethren, which was a fantastic book where ex-Supreme Court clerks dished on what they did when they were clerks, and this came out in the 1970s. It was a Bob Woodward book, as I recall. So that was one of the segments when they had to determine whether porn movies were enjoyed, so to speak, First Amendment protection or not, and so they had to watch them. And they had to make determinations. So that was something that you could certainly laugh about. But that was really the first book, and to this day, one of the only books that gives a peek into how the Supremes actually work, how they interact with the justices they disagree with philosophically, the procedures that they go through to reach decisions. And so that's really the only way that we know how this process works is from books like The Brethren and others.
All right. Brad Young, Harris, Dowell, Fisher, and Young. And you are, I'm so glad that you were able to spend some time with us. I know that you're a busy guy and you charge by the hour, so we can only afford 15 minutes at a time.
I know, but that's the thing, Ryan. You've now used 23 minutes. So I got to bill you for the whole hour.
He started the he started the meter.
We're in trouble here. I would have loved you hold up your phone. There's a stopwatch going.
Yeah, I got it right here. See, I got it right here.
Brad Young, it's always a pleasure, and it's good to see you on the live video feed too. That's really nice.
It's great to talk to you, my friend. And listen, I will be listening you filling in for George Norrie over this weekend, right?
No, it was last weekend. So
I missed it. I thought it was this weekend.
Didn't stay up late. Okay, if you can stay up late a month from now, June 27th and 28th, it's a Friday night and Saturday nights. If you can do those two,
I'll be checking that out in June.
You know what? I feel like I charge like a lawyer. The network rate that they give you for a fill-in host is like a lawyer rate. So I'm like in a different league now.
Oh, well, let me know if you need some tips on a great accountant, because you know the difference between a good accountant and a great accountant, right? A good accountant tells you how much you made. A great accountant says, how much do you want to make?
Yes, that's right, Brad Young.
So I've got a legal great advisor. Accountant for you.
Brad Young joining us here, 97.1's chief legal analyst and great treasure to St. Louis. You're listening to the Annie Fry Show, 97.1 FM Talk.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Filling in for Annie Fry. Thank you so much for giving us a listen here as we get so close to the weekend. Brad, you do such a good job putting the show together. I really appreciate that.
I do my best, and sometimes I feel like I do better jobs than others.
Oh, you're saying you're better than other people?
No. I do my job better some days than I do other days.
Oh, I got you. Okay.
I am better than some other people, though. So
I'm definitely better than some other people. So would this count as traditional media, 97.1, this radio program?
Radio station? Yeah, I would think talk radio would be traditional media.
Okay. So J.D. Vance was talking about traditional media, and it's kind of interesting because we've gone through such a large expansion of entertainment over the last couple of decades. Before, you had options such as radio, then you had television, then you had cable, basically came around. You had CDs and records, and you know those have been around for a long time too. I guess if you want to consider comedy albums, perhaps maybe early podcasts, something like that, non-music essentially. Then you had, you know, speeches and other things that were put on for historical context. But then, you know, you get a little bit further, and then there's the invention of the internet, and people are sharing videos and audio in some crude ways. You're able to go download certain things onto your computer, mostly viruses in the early days, but still. And then there was websites like YouTube that made it very possible to share videos. It was a kind of a novel concept. And now we're at the point where people are taking advantage of the internet, where they became their own broadcaster, and the non-traditional ways that people are able to bring topics up that never would have been aired on a radio or television program. And J.D. Vance was talking about this in some ways, traditional media, and the ways that people are not viewing it like they used to. I think this is clip number 12. Can we play that?
I'd love to see the media reform. I'm not sure if they're psychologically capable of doing it, Greg. But, I mean, look, your network taking off is a big evidence of this. You see the creation of this massive podcast ecosystem. People are tuning out traditional media. As you know, they've got a lower approval rating traditional media does than Congress, which is actually a very hard thing to do. It's almost a skill in and of itself to have a lower approval rating than Congress, but somehow CBS and NBC and ABC have managed to do it. But look, I think these things tend to happen gradually. You're going to see the rise of alternative media. It's already happening. It's going to accelerate.
All right. I don't take it personally myself.
No.
No. Is he right, you think?
Yeah, in a way. I think he's more referring to like the ABC, CBS's, NBC's of the world, the big people that have controlled how information gets communicated, well, since they started, you know, basically.
Right.
I don't think that he's talking about, you know, local talk radio. I don't think he's referring to that because those places are so like you can find a local talk radio show that's like ours here, or you could find one that is about something completely different. You got, you know, even our sister station over KMOX, they're a different style. So there's not a one size fits all. But like the mainstream media, when he's talking about like the days of Uncle Walter Cronkite as the as the source of trusted news, those days are over. They're not able to control things the way they are. They'll never go away, but their days of being the standard by which everybody judges themselves, the standard by which everybody gets their information from, that's long gone. And they did it to themselves, which is what is wild to me.
You know, it's an interesting point. They did it to themselves. What do you think the motivation was for them that kind of piled on to the problem? Is it more or less that they were more ideologically mm-hmm. driven? You think that might be mm-hmm. the reason why? Or could it be profit driven? So they fragmented further like Fox News so successfully did. What do you think is the reason why they did it to themselves?
Oh, I don't think it's profit driven because if you look at their numbers, you know, I mean, CBS is trying to sell off portions of its news. CNN went through overturn. Numbers are down for MSNBC and these other places. I really think it was ideological because there is definitely an ideological bend to whatever it is that they present always. I mean, we listen to those clips with CNN on that panel with Scott Jennings and Kevin O'Leary and Abby Phillip, and they're defending a guy who really doesn't need to be defended. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like, well, it's more important that you know that Donald Trump's administration might be presenting some false information about this guy. Not that this guy, like, the point is, the guy's a bad guy.
Yeah,
but they're more concerned with talking about how the administration messed up by possibly sharing something about him that wasn't true, and they don't want to talk about all the things that we definitely know that he did do.
Yep, it's kind of like they were looking for another example of that MS-13 gang mm-hmm. member that was deported, and they're trying to find
the Maryland dad.
Maryland dad, huh? The dude was a bad hombre. I guess that would be the way to put it. So I could see that. It's kind of interesting. I think back when Donald Trump was running for office the first time is when he first started getting a little better understanding of how some of these journalists worked it. And I think they were a little bit more open about it when they would say things like, it's our duty to make sure this guy's not elected. So it was their job make sure Donald Trump doesn't get in office.
That is not your job.
That is really not your job. And I find that honest conversations, and even if you don't have all the answers, are much more appealing when it comes to finding the truth than what any journalist seems to offer through their investigation. So I'll use Larry King as an example, because I think this is an early adopter of this. He would bring so many different types of people onto a show to discuss all kinds of different angles. He would bring dictators from other countries mm-hmm. onto a show to discuss topics like that. I mean, that if you think about it, in today's world, using the same logic, people that's like unheard of. You're not allowed to talk to other foreign entities if they're unfriendly to the United States, even if you're not going to treat them as a friendly. You're just treating them as someone you're discussing a topic on and gives them the opportunity to tell their side of it, even if you know their side of it's wrong, but they still gives them an opportunity. But you know, Larry King was really good at that. And plus, he took phone calls where people would be able to ask their own questions if you didn't think Larry did a good enough job of trying to tell the full story. And, you know, I admire that. But if you look at the podcasting and the different shows of independent media today, a lot of them are structured like that if they're successful. And Joe Rogan comes to mind.
Yeah,
I think Joe Rogan is not an expert of anything, like maybe MMA. He's an expert of that.
He's curious.
And I don't. He's curious. You know, he might be an expert when it comes to things like drugs, too. I'll put that on there. Like, he studies that a lot. And maybe some of this paranormal stuff, he studies that a lot, too. But all things considered, I don't think he would turn away a, well, I don't know. Didn't he turn Donald Trump down at first for the same reasons, I guess? But then Donald Trump turned him down eventually. But I think that the Joe Rogan style is something that's more attracting listeners and viewership because of the unscripted curiosity nature of it, as opposed to him trying to tell you, I know all the answers and let me tell you what they are and you have to believe me, which is what traditional media has relied on for all these decades.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, I think you have a great point with Joe Rogan, because when you talked about, when you were talking about Larry King and how he would just have anybody on and he would talk to anybody, I thought, the immediate first person that popped into my brain was Joe Rogan, because Joe Rogan will talk to anybody. You know, I've seen him talk to the president of the United States or Donald Trump before he was president. But, you know, it was Donald Trump running for president. So I'm talk to him. I've seen him talk to Elon Musk. You see him talk to people on the left. I've even seen him talk to like and then you take it and he talks to guys that are experts on fungus and like how that plays a role in the world, and just naturist. You know, people all that understand war. He's just all over the place with it, and he'll have anybody on his show. And he'll actually have two people on his show that have different ideas on the same topic, and he'll let them debate. And then he just asks questions. He's like the modern day Larry King, but because of that curiosity, people are just drawn to him.
Well, Larry King, to a certain point, kind of turned away from that some towards his later years, but still, nonetheless. But Donald Trump, you know, eventually went on Joe Rogan's program, and I think it was his son, Barron, said, Dad, you got to do it. And what a great move that was towards the end.
Yeah.
And very smart. And you look at where Kamala Harris was going. She was going on, what was it, women?
Call her daddy.
Stop me if I'm wrong, if I'm trying to remember correctly, but essentially the podcast is known for women being loose and encouraging that. It's essentially it.
I mean, yeah, I don't know. I've never listened to the podcast. I know that that is an aspect of it.
Right. And then, of course, you had surrogates like Gretchen Whitmer, the governor of Michigan, on her knees taking communion to go out there and talk about Kamala Harris. And then later saying, oh, no, it was just a viral trend. It wasn't a slight towards Catholics by any means. Or Christians, and that for that matter, but it's such a weird, crazy, stupid thing that to intentionally do.
It's a viral trend. Doesn't mean that it isn't a slight toward Catholics. It could be both.
So yeah, well, keep in mind the audience that they were part of was probably anti-faith by all means, 100% against it. So let's look at the contrast and compare the different audiences that these two different people went for. You had a Donald Trump that went to an open conversation and would talk for hours about anything you wanted to and was real and open. And then you have the other side, which is the basically what the Kamala Harris's of the world. They relied so heavily on men are going to take away your rights, women, and they're going to basically put you back in the kitchen, and you're not going to be able to vote, and you're not going to have any say about your reproductive rights, and they're going to outlaw everything that makes you a woman, which we can't define what that is, but they're going to do it. And of course, they just hate minorities. So it's basically, we're going to go out there and just talk about how hateful everyone else is, and that's going to help us win this. And the other side, Donald Trump, is like, let's talk about anything, and these are the problems in America. Let's fix them. And no wonder why one was more powerful than the other one. Mm-hmm. What about this lawsuit? We played a little bit of clip of this yesterday, but CNN is really fretting about this lawsuit Donald Trump has about CBS and the way that they deceptively edited and changed the perception. And now keep in mind, other lawsuits have been settled in the past where they've lied about Donald Trump, saying he's a rapist, like the Stephanopoulos thing. Yeah. He had to come out and apologize for it. So CBS also in the middle of this lawsuit. Yesterday, we played that complete mess of an audio file where they were just talking over each other, saying that, you know, this is the president of the United States. He's only doing this to hold up a deal with Paramount because they're trying to go through a merger, and he's trying to extort as much money as possible from them for doing that. So they talked about it again, and they're looking at it in the term of freedom of press. And can we play clip 13? This is Sarah Fisher from CNN.
There is a big lawsuit right now between Paramount, which is the parent company to CBS News, and Donald Trump. The lawsuit that Donald Trump waged against Paramount last year was over an interview that he alleged is, you know, sort of alleged amounts to voter fraud because he says it boosted Kamala Harris. But if CBS settles, which is something that I'm watching for in the next few days or weeks, it will have enormous repercussions. The press freedom community says that it would be a sham to press freedom if they settle.
It would be a sham to press freedom. It's so interesting because I understand he's a public figure and the most talked about public figure. So the press has a lot more leeway. But does that mean you are allowed to lie? I mean, blatantly lie about a politician without consequence, knowing it is a lie? The answer is no, absolutely not. Because if you get caught in it and realize there is documentation, you knew exactly what you're doing and did it anyway, then you are going to face some serious consequences, especially when you're talking about an election. And Donald Trump makes a pretty good point here. The point being that this was an intentional act that was meant to hurt his election, his chances of becoming president of the United States. And that's a common thread with a lot of these traditional media that J.D. Vance was discussing, we were discussing. Mm-hmm. So I, for whatever it is, just like the lawsuit that the city of St. Louis had against the NFL, I would love to see this dragged out and let this get to discovery and let's see behind the scenes, because that would be even more damaging to CBS than whatever money they would pay Donald Trump.
Yeah, I think that's great. I would love to see it. And I think really too, I think the sticking point for CBS and the sticking point for Donald Trump isn't the $25 million that he's asking for. It's the $25 million plus an apology, because an apology then is an admission of guilt.
You have to admit you're wrong. You think they'll be able to do that? I don't know if they can.
I don't know if they can bring themselves to do it either.
No, it's going to be tough because they're infallible. You know, they're like the Pope, the news Pope. We're CBS. We're the news Pope. So that's how they look at themselves. They look at themselves as the authority, infallible. They can't be wrong, can't be questioned. That's kind of their standpoint. That's the whole thing for them. Mm-hmm. There's a little bit of time left to vote in the poll if people wanted to go online, right? If you go to YouTube in the YouTube live chat poll, what's the question?
Is or was Doge a success? And we got three options here for your answer. You got yes, a huge success, no, a total failure, or yes, but there's still more work to be done.
Okay. So do you know how many votes we have so far? Is it a lot, a little? I'm hoping we get a lot. That'd be nice.
About 168 so far. 169. Okay. It just ticked up, so.
All right, let's get up to 200 would be great. So if you haven't voted in that yet, let's do that before we give the results with Ethan coming up, too. Two things I want to bring up after the break. One, you sent me a soap story. Soap. I mean, what you use to clean your body.
Is it a soap story?
Well,
yeah.
Is it something else? I guess we'll find out. And the other thing that I wanted to talk about is how I got in trouble at work. Can I tell you a story? And I'll probably get in more trouble for bringing it up, but I want to bring it up anyway.
Yeah, absolutely.
Do you ever get in trouble for laughing at a coworker at an inappropriate time?
No.
Not a good thing.
No, I haven't yet.
So, well, if you notice, if it's funny, it's funny to me. Even if it's inappropriate to laugh at it, if it's funny, it's funny. And sometimes you pay the price. And I'm going to tell you what happened to me as we get ready to wrap up the Annie Fry Show. I'm Ryan Recker, filling in on 97.1 FM Talk.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids to a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Ethan is on fire today with the music selections. You know what? He really does deserve to get his name in that intro, I think, for the Manny
Damn Podcast. Straight.
Oh, hi, Ethan.
Hi there, Ryan.
I think we need a couple more votes in this poll. I want to get that up to 200 votes. That'd be nice. We're close. So, again, if you're online and you haven't voted in the YouTube chat poll, Brad, what's it at?
It's what the number? We're at 184 votes, so we're right, about we're 16 close. Votes away.
About? About 16?
Your math is good.
Yeah, my math, I'm not confident in my math, but Ryan says my math is good, so we're 16 votes away.
Well, I'm vote 185 now, so
okay.
There we go.
Okay, good. All right, was Doge a success? Go vote now. You want me to tell you how I got in trouble at work? You want to know this story?
Yes.
Or do you want to talk about soap? Because the soap story is great.
You're the host, my friend. You pick.
Yeah.
I'll tell you very quickly how I got in trouble at work. So I have a friend of mine at work. He does traffic. His name's Jim. I'm going to call him by name. We have a good
call
relationship.
Him out. Set him out.
He comes in and he said, "Hey, Ryan, you're not going to believe it, but I've been chatting with David Montgomery. David Montgomery is the running back for the Detroit Lions. He is a professional NFL football player that would not be chatting with random people online, I would think." So I said, "What do you mean you've been chatting with David Montgomery?" He's like, "He's been sending me a message on Facebook." I'm like, "What kind of things are you talking about?" He's like, "I don't know, just stuff." I'm like, "God, you're getting scammed, Jim. Like, someone, they're going to ask you for money." The conversation is going to go like this. "Oh, man, I really got to get a practice, but I got to get a new pair of shoes. Can you send me $400? Like, that's how this conversation's going to go. I guarantee it. And he's like, no, he's got money. He doesn't need money. We're becoming friends." I'm like, "Jim," I start laughing at him at this point. I'm like, "Jim, you're not a Detroit Lion. An NFL football player is not chatting with you for fun." So I bring someone else over. I said, "Hey, come over here. You got to hear this." Like, I'm bringing other people in the office in. "Hey, Jim, tell him what you just told me. I'm getting in trouble because I'm making a spectacle of it laughing. Did I make a bad call? Should I have not laughed?" I think this is hilarious.
Wait, you actually got in trouble over this?
No, I didn't. Like, it's not like I got reprimanded from HR.
But people were like shaming you for like
hey,
for this?
Stop laughing at him.
Yeah, basically, people were like, "Oh, Jim, honey." Like the women were like putting their hands on his shoulder. "Oh, honey.
Sounds like you work with a bunch of Democrats."
I thought
soft.
Funny is funny. This
yes,
is funny.
No, this is absolutely hilarious. These are the kinds of things like this exist so that we can laugh at them. That is the purpose right. of them.
Listen,
yep,
and
so,
And I will go as far as to say this. That little shame that he's feeling, that'll prevent him from getting scammed in the future.
He did feel some shame. Now, we did turn the table. We said, okay, now you have to, like, ask them for money preemptively. Like, so
yeah, they're the ones with the money.
Yeah. I say, Jim, ask them, like, tell them, hey, man, I'm a little short this week. Can you give me some cash? And I think the conversation ended there. The friendship ended at that point with David Montgomery. All right. Let's do this topic with the soap real quick, because we'll get the poll question. Brad, you sent me this topic. Why are you sending me topics about stuff like soap?
Yeah, Brad.
So are you guys familiar with Sydney Sweeney?
Of course I am.
Tell me about Sydney Sweeney, Ethan.
She's an actress, mm-hmm. and she's very pretty.
Yes, hot stuff.
Yep, and she is widely known on the internet for having big boobs. Just calling it how I see it.
So if you talked about Sydney Sweeney, if you're trying to imagine what Sydney Sweeney looks like, I would say she's like the all-American girl, blonde hair,
you know,
all the right curves, that sort of thing. And she partnered, I guess, with Dr. Squatch for a Super Bowl commercial?
Yeah. Yes.
And this ad that she had in the Super Bowl was her in a bathtub selling, and Dr. Squatch is a soap and like men's product mm-hmm. company.
Like bar soap or liquid soap?
Bar
like,
soap. I think they have liquid as well.
Okay. But they're known for their bar soap.
Bar soap is their big thing. And she's like, you know, she does this ad where she's in the bathtub, calls everybody dirty boys, and is trying to sell the soap. And so somebody on the internet did what the internet does and is like, yeah, but what about that bath water, though?
Wait, who said that?
The internet.
Degenerate people on the internet.
The internet wanted the bath water.
Yes. And so she said, you kept asking about my bath water after the Dr. Squatch ad, so we kept
asking multiple people like over time?
Yes, and she said, introducing Sydney's Bathwater Bliss, a very real limited edition soap made with my actual bathwater.
This is the kind of thing that you just cannot make up.
This was announced yesterday, wasn't it?
Yes.
This is the B.
And the internet is going again. The internet is going insane. The post that I saw has on X has 61 million views on it regarding this.
Jeez.
So they used her actual bathwater, like in the mixture of the soap or something?
What they're saying.
Allegedly, this is a limited run.
5,000 bars being sold.
5,000 being sold, and you can win some bars. And you have to be 18 or older.
And of course.
I don't know. This is where we are.
Why do you have to be 18 or older?
Well, like, I can't point? Even
naturally.
Read it. I
can naturally, Ryan.
I can't even read the description on air of what the smell of the soap is.
Oh,
did you see what the smell is?
No, I didn't.
Look down where the emojis are at the bottom of that. And
these degenerates, who's buying this?
The internet.
What do you mean who's buying this? Young dudes that think that Sydney Sweeney's hot and are really weird are buying this.
Yeah.
That's who's buying this.
Yeah, some people think this is as close as
I
can ever get to her.
You're acting like you're surprised by this. I'm not. The internet is just a weird place, dude.
Yeah.
Man, I really should not be surprised, but I really am that there's a demand for this. Ugh.
So.
How much should one of these bars go for? Like, what's the...
That's going to be the question.
Yeah, we don't know yet.
They because have this, like an auction,
there's going to be such a high demand.
It's going to sell out like that, and then there's going to be an aftermarket for it, and we're going to, you know, I don't know.
All right,
it's going to hit the aftermarket. Stop grossing me out, like crack.
All right, so let's go back to this YouTube live chat poll. Was Doge a success? Do we get to 200 votes?
We did.
Yeah,
206 votes. We made it there. You ready for the results of this?
Yeah, let's hear it.
Okay, here we go. 206 votes on today's YouTube live chat poll. Was Doge a success? 7% say no, a total failure. 15% say yes, overall, huge success. And an overwhelming majority, 78%, say yes, but there is still work to be done. That is your YouTube live chat poll.
Way to go, guys. This was fun. I'll be back again Monday filling in for Annie Fry. Hope to do it again. And I know we won't have a new intro by then, but in my heart, Ethan, you'll be in it.
I appreciate
Have a great
that,
weekend.
Ryan.
Great work, Brad. We'll see you soon on 97.1 FM Talk.
Get more at 97.1talk.com. Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.